Nolte, Kanye West is sacrificing his children for whatever his twisted cause is. By John Nolte on December 2, 2022. No one knows what Kanye West is up to. All I know is that he is making a forever fool of himself hanging out with people who believe that he and his children and his beloved late mother are little better than animals. Is Kanye engaging in performance art? Is Kanye pushing the boundaries of free expression for some noble political cause? Is he suffering a psychotic break? Is he so unraveled by the collapse of his marriage and the death of his mother that this is some narcissistic and harrowing cry for help? I don't know, and to be honest, it's not something I've given much thought to. I can't diagnose Kanye from the mountains of North Carolina. And while it's all been quite the spectacle, billionaires and their problems don't rank all that high on my priority list. What I do know is this. Kanye West will never be able to say, "Gotcha. Just kidding." Or, "I was on a secret mission to smoke out the Nazis." Or, "My goal was to take down Trump and his movement." Or, "This is about the lofty cause of removing all boundaries from expression." Or, "This is about perfect Christian love and peace, which has to include everyone, even Hitler and Nazis." He can't do that because of who he's chosen to associate with. These aren't nondescript staffers at his side. He's buddying up to people like Nick Fuentes, people who see him as little more than a monkey, an animal. His staff, his crew, his posse, whatever you want to call it, are people who believe he's genetically, intellectually, and racially inferior. Worse still, these people believe the same about his children and the late mother he so obviously adored. Since Christ is the person Kanye seeks to emulate, imagine Jesus choosing people like Nick Fuentes as his apostles. Yes, the apostles were sinners, but they were repentant sinners. Fuentes is not repentant. He's using Kanye to further his hate and bigotry. He's making a fool of Kanye, and Kanye is allowing himself to be made a fool of. That's not something Kanye can recover from. You never recover from legitimizing and palling around with people who believe your children are inferior beings. No matter your cause, those are your children, and no one with even a drop of decency would sacrifice or hurt their children for any cause. Imagine what those kids are going to think of all this when they get older. The thought of it is heartbreaking. Those are his kids. Shame on him forever. One more point. Kanye West is exhibit A in defense of free speech. Kanye is, or was, one of the most dynamic and influential Americans around. Thanks to free speech, we now know who and what he really is. Thanks to the First Amendment, he has outed and exposed himself as a racist, anti-Semitic, childish, narcissistic troll and jackass. A man so terrible and self-involved and desperate for attention, he's put his twisted cause above his kids. Don't you want to know who these people really are? I do. If Kanye was censored, we might still believe he was something other than a degenerate scumbag.